Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If I were to ask you who is the greatest proclaimer of the Advent season, most of you would not hesitate long before answering John the Baptist. And you have good reason for such a response. John, after all, was the way preparer of Jesus. People streamed out from Jerusalem to hear this fiery preacher and to be baptized in the Jordan River. He was not a respecter of persons, but confronted sin for what it is and called people to repentance. On top of all of this, we have the testimony of Jesus himself in the reading for today from Matthew 11. Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. In light of the long list of Old Testament prophets, including Moses, Elijah, Isaiah of all people, this is quite an assessment by our Lord. Yes, it seems obvious. Our Advent preaching is easy. We cannot say it any better than John has already said it. So our Advent preaching often consists of creative expansions of John's first century preaching. Without taking anything, and I mean nothing, away from Jesus' exalted assessment of John the Baptist in our reading for this morning, we must also take seriously his continued assessment, as he says, "Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John." Jesus is teaching something extremely surprising here. Some would like to wiggle around this surprising assertion by saying that Jesus is obviously talking about himself. After all, it's a good Christological reading of the text, isn't it? He is least in the kingdom, and thus he is greater than John the Baptist. But Jesus doesn't talk about himself in this manner, I would argue. With the prophetic preaching of John and the arrival of Jesus, things have changed. And that's what these words of Jesus are talking about. As great as John is, as he was, with Jesus the King has come and begins his reign, and all of his subjects through him are greater than John. This text reminds us that as great as the voice of John the Baptist is in our Advent season, we who have seen this King come and conquer sin by offering himself as the atoning sacrifice know and can fully testify to the rest of the story that John was never privileged to witness. He witnessed the light. He testified to the light. But he didn't see the fulfillment of that light on the dark day of Good Friday or on the bright morning of Easter Sunday. We have, as powerful as John's preaching was and is, we who stand on the other side of Christmas and Easter can speak forth realities of reconciliation and resurrection during Advent for which John the Baptist only hoped. John baptized with water, Jesus baptized with the Spirit and with fire, and in this baptism we have received the end time Spirit who has brought us not only to repentance of sin, but to complete righteousness before God. Jesus stood before John, and John beheld him as the Lamb of God. Through baptism, the crucified and risen Christ doesn't just stand before us. He dwells in us and we in him, enlivening our faith and daily animating our life of love. As great as John the Baptist is, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. During Advent, during Christmas, during a new year ahead, you and I have much more to say than John. And say it we must. Jesus knew this mission would not be easy. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. He's not talking about the recent movie, Kingdom of Heaven. These words were prophetic. John experienced the violence at the hands of Herod Antipas. Although we often think that our good old USA is immune to the persecution of Christian that goes on daily in other parts of the world, the current antagonism against such things as the mention of the name of Jesus in the public square, Christmas trees, even the word Christmas, certainly reminds us that the violence against the kingdom is not solely a thing of the past, but will be faced more and more in the future. We live in a time and a place different than John, and that impacts our preaching. It is not the arrival of a fiery prophet that stirs people to go out on a Sabbath or on a Sunday to see. It is the excitement of college football games and even a 13-0 Indianapolis Colts team. It is not the sin in here or out there that troubles people during many Americans during this Advent season. What is really irritating many of them is the glitch in the new Xbox 360 gaming machine. It is not eternity that many are concerned about, but their retirement packages and health care. Indeed, our preaching goes beyond John's. It is John's that is an important basis for ours. But we also proclaim the amazing compassion of a universal and cosmic king that was born at Bethlehem and who cares profoundly for us and for all people and would have that all be under his reign and gracious rule. We proclaim the joy of a creator who shares in our flesh eternally in Jesus, and who cares so profoundly about our flesh and what happens to this flesh, that he will, on the last day, raise this flesh in glory. We proclaim a future that has brightness and hope in the midst and in spite of death and devastation brought by hurricanes. In the face of hate and killing, we proclaim a God who loves so much that he turned his wrath upon his own son and let him die that we might never face that wrath. Let him who has ears to hear, hear. Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.